Light 95.1, I'm Robin Fox. Good morning. I am joined by a very special guest, accomplished actress, singer. She's a mom to be, and now also a very successful author. Hillary Duff is on the show.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. Hillary, good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations. First of all, you announced yesterday you're having a boy.
Yes.
How exciting is that?
It's so exciting. I mean, you know, during pregnancy, there's certain things. It seems like a very slow process, and then you wait to hear those, like, kind of get the milestones, like you get to see the baby in 4D, or you get to find out the sex of the baby. So it was a very exciting day.
You mentioned you're not having cravings yet, but you're having weird dreams?
Yeah, very weird dreams.
Like scary or just random?
No, just really random. Like one of my dreams, I dreamed that I fired my dentist.
Okay.
He hired Cheech and Chong to like give me a whole new mouth. And so really, really random stuff like that.
Cheech and Chong gave you a new mouth?
Yes.
Well, I imagine you didn't feel a thing, so that's good.
Yeah, exactly.
You think your ambition's going to be genetic for your son? You can only hope, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're, you know, my husband's he's a hockey player.
And right.
I do a bunch of different things. So hopefully, I mean, I hope we have an ambitious child. You never know what you're going to get, right?
Absolutely. We're talking about Devoted a little bit. It is the follow-up to Elixir and getting a lot of positive feedback from your fans. They want to know, do you foresee a movie series to follow?
Absolutely. I think naturally just from my past and where I came from, I think I'm, you know, when I'm writing, I instantly think of how the movie would play out in my head.
Right.
And there's a lot of visually stimulating things to the book.
That's true.
To the book. So, you know, Clea, my main character, is led by her dreams. So there's very cool, like, flashbacks and dreams of her as a different person at a different time, but the same soul, you know.
It's, right.
It has kind of like a paranormal aspect, and she takes pictures, and her pictures guide her and kind of piece the puzzle together of and like lead her through to try and find Sage, who's her soulmate. And I hope so. I mean, there's no plans right now, but it would be a big dream come true.
Yeah, I was reading through the book a little bit last night just to try and get a feel for just the relationships between the characters and everything. I mean, you paint a picture, I gotta say.
Thank you. Wow, that's such a big compliment. I have worked hard on this, and I had a wonderful co-writer that helped me out a lot and gave me a lot of confidence. But yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, well, it's like you're putting yourself out there because, I mean, just reading parts of the book, it's pretty passionate. It's very boldly written, and it seems like it's a release for you. Is that right?
It definitely is. I was writing in a time where I took a break from everything, and I had just gotten engaged to my husband, and it was just like thinking, I've been working for 11 years straight. I just need a break, and I just want to chill and be a human and,
sure,
you know, get out of L.A. And so it came in a time of, like, a very calm, you know, easygoing time for me, and I have a little problem trying to sit still. So story just kind of happened. You know, I just started writing down ideas and had this crazy idea for this, like, the Elixir and all my characters, and it came from like a very like organic place and became bigger than I thought it was going to be.
I've also heard that you're into baking, which is kind of along the same lines, right?
It is, yeah. I love to bake, and sometimes I'm good and sometimes I'm not.
Oh, well, it's trial and error. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually grew up in a bakery. My family owned a German bakery.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I totally get it, and I understand where you're coming from. It's just kind of being able to just kind of black out and just bake for a couple hours. Now, I know you don't have cravings kicking in yet, but once you do, can I share a website with you that you're going to love for recipes?
Yes, please. I love cooking too. So what is this?
Okay. It's endlesssimmer.com.
Okay. I'm going to go on right out. You're my last interview, so I'm going to go on right after this. Endless Simmer.
Endlesssimmer.com. They've got 100 pumpkin recipes.
Ooh, I love pumpkin.
I know. I did a gooey pumpkin butter cake last night. It's fantastic. And you can find it on there.
Yum. Okay, good.
Yeah, so
oh,
check
no, this
that
is
out.
Your trouble. No.
But I did have some fans write in on Twitter wanting to ask some questions.
Yeah.
Okay, asking, how did you and your husband tell your families you were pregnant?
Okay, so it's kind of funny. We found out, and he was actually in the shower, and I took the test, and I, like, ran into his bathroom and was, like, knocking on the window, and I'm, like, screaming, oh, my God, I'm holding up the test. What? No way. And